Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Wemota and I welcome you to the podcast. And of course, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so glad to be back and I hope you're glad to be listening to this podcast. And yeah, so what do we have today? We've got an album review.
The latest African album review is...
When you hear the name Gaza, many things do come to mind. But in this case, Gaza is a well-known and loved Namibian musician who has been responsible for a string of hits over the last 15, 16 years thereabouts. He's also a multi-award winner in the music circles, so you know he's a big deal. The name Gaza apparently comes from his adoration for England legend Paul Gascoigne, who was affectionately known by footy fans as Gaza. And yeah, where it is, Gaza himself, the Namibian version at least, he's really, really, really into football or soccer. To date, Gaza has 12 albums, and I'll be reviewing his latest body of work titled Misunderstood. Now, to say that Misunderstood is a long-awaited album would be an understatement. People been waiting for this.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The title track, Misunderstood, is one of the most unassuming but excellent songs on this album. It's about nobody understanding what Gaza really goes through, and he has no energy to be pretending to be who he's not, and that's pretty much who he is. The infectiously catchy guitar riff flows with the listener from start to finish. The song features Alex, who gave a commanding performance with an impressive voice, I should say. Gaza himself comes in with a singing style that he's adopted more of, which is very methodical and mellow. It works with his vocal range. I really feel like Gaza did give us his best in 2018 with the monster hit Chelete. I think it's at 1.3 million views on YouTube at the time of recording this review, and Chelete's track 3 on the Misunderstood album, it deserves a special place in Namibian music folklore. Like, that song was popular, it was a hit. It boasts of a bouncy and dark Kwaito bassline with a highly percussive set of instruments reminiscent of the Kwaito of old. Semele Jones really did a wonderful job on production to make a dance hit that will be talked about for a long time. You know, this is one of those songs, like 5 years from now, you play it at a party and people remember it and they sing along, you know what I mean? Chelete is all about being an ordinary man, a poor man that needs money. So when it comes, Gaza's focus is to use it on what makes him happy. And I feel like his subject matter on this song is actually quite interesting because it connects with a lot of people. Like, you know, people just don't have money out there. So sometimes when you do get it, you just want to make the most of it, you know, maybe buy yourself something nice, you know. The song Dangerous is one of my favorite tracks in this offering. The dancer inclined core is really cleverly disguised on the song by a careful selection of instruments which have a marimba-like sound. And then the song Okanuda comes through as one of my favorites, especially for how Gaza switched up his delivery. And that's one thing that I do like about him. Like, you don't really know what to expect. Sometimes he will sing in a certain style, then he just changes it up completely. And on this song, Okanuda, the song is a raw love song where he talks about doing adult things with his woman. So, you know the kind of song I'm talking about, right? And much like the song Dangerous, it has that dancehall type of sound. So, it also shows his versatility when it comes to genres.
Album review.
the technical side of things.
When I listen to songs like Maserati, which kind of like, I'm guessing it's just a very Namibianized way of saying Maserati. that's funny to me. It has that pom-pom kind of composition. And what you really get in songs like that is Afrobeats. Namibian Afrobeats. Gaza then comes in with his clever lyricism and very unconventional type of delivery. He retains his quieter roots by not being too verbose and repeating phrases throughout. He kind of does that a lot. What this gives Gaza's music overall is a very easy to follow pattern, and he also uses ad-libs in one of the most creative ways. He can double layer the vocals, then I guess the triple layer will be the ad-libs, and then the ad-libs themselves are actually very varied, from harmonious vocals used to fill up the space, and at times it's just echoing what's being sung in the lead, you know, kind of like that. So it's super entertaining. And on this album, the direction means that the ad-libs are very subtly applied. They don't overpower the tracks, but the songs would actually never sound the same without these ad-libs. So they're actually a very, very important aspect of the songs and just the overall niceness of the songs. I feel like Gaza's music has really evolved in the last 3 to 4 years. Compare his earlier hits such as Mokasi to what he's doing now. He has experimented with his sound so much, from hardcore kwaito to Afrobeats infused kwaito, then outright Namibian Afrobeats. This makes his sound so much more dynamic and palatable to a wider audience, even outside of Namibia. I mean, look at me, I'm from Zim and I'm listening to Gaza, right? Half the time we don't really understand what he's singing about, but the vibe is there and it connects. It also helps that he slots in a fair bit of English here and there, so we can kind of get to understand the songs. And the truth is, when I listen to albums like Misunderstood by Gaza, I realize that South Africa created kwaito, but Namibia perfected it. Just when kwaito was starting to lose its focus and followers in Mzansi, Namibia really warmed up to it and became their voice for the youth and the marginalized communities that the government seemingly forgot about. Honestly, Namibia hasn't looked back since and has just taken kwaito as the sound of the people. And with that, honestly, I would call Namibia the current home of kwaito, and it has been the home of kwaito maybe for the last 10 years.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Now, of my favorite songs on Misunderstood, Your Body alongside Monique English is right up there. The voice on Monique English is outstanding. The performance she gave was just spine-tingling. I'd say there's about 3 or 4 true quieter jams on Misunderstood. For example, Summertime and Tlasela, which both of which I like. And that's about it, really. When you add in songs like Chelete, really the true quieter jams are about a quarter of the album. However, in many ways, Misunderstood is also an album of maturity for Gaza. He took the pressure off and decided to make an album he wanted to make. Especially as a multifaceted artist, he can do any genre he puts himself to. I don't know about hip hop, but I think he can. So Gaza isn't really trying to be cool with his songs, like making those thumping Kasi hits. He already is cool. He's proved he can do it. He's done it over and over and over again. I mean, 12 albums, no joke, right? This time, he's really connecting with people and he's in control of the narrative. So even lyrically, you know, there's like love songs on there, you know, just stuff that's more grown than what we've heard from Gaza in past albums, I guess. one thing any Namibian knows is that there is no Namibian party without Gaza in it. So, Misunderstood proves that in so many ways. He remains one of the greatest hitmakers out of the country, and I think this album is well worth a listen to give you insight into Namibian music, especially that sort of like quieto side, but also where Namibian music is headed with that, I guess, Namibian Afrobeats, if you want to call it that. Do stream Misunderstood by Gaza online and get yourself a copy if you're in Namibia. It's really worth it. You'll like what you hear. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Wemoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.